It's a blessing and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's parsha is so dear to me because it's my bar mitzvah parsha, Shoftim. Wow. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek tezayin pasuk yudches, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. You should make judges, and you should have officers, and you should appoint them in all of your cities. Says Rashi, Shoftim v'shotrim, Shoftim dayonim. That they're talking about the judges, ha'poskin et ha'din, v'shotrim, ha'rodin es ha'am. You know what shotrin is? They go and they put the authority over the people, the policemen. And there's an amazing medrash. The medrash says that shoftim v'shotrim. You know what shoftim v'shotrim? Titein lecha. It's for every single one of us to have a shofet and to be a shoter, to be a judge and to be a policeman. And the question is, what does that mean? What does the medrash mean that you should be a judge and you should be a policeman? Then the Torah goes on. Again, every pasuk, it's very dear to me because it's my bar mitzvah parsha. Whenever I hear it, you know, even this morning I got 20 shekel to get all the aliyahs because it's my bar mitzvah parsha. But everything, and it's amazing because, again, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, and he's going through everything. First he goes through the shoftim and the shotrim. Then he goes through the dinei hamelech. I remember when it was my bar mitzvah, my grandfather, Chaim Zebamzer Zatzal, wrote out a whole drasha of the difference between a king and a regular person, how a king needs two Sifrei Torah, unbelievable. And then we learn about a Navi, that you can't have a Navi Sheker, and what a Navi means. There's so much stuff in Parsha Shoftim. But then the Torah goes on and says something amazing. The Torah says in Perek Tezayin Pasuk of Aleph, Lo tite lecha ashira kol eitz eitzel mizbach. A person can't plant himself a tree that's for idol worship, near the Mizbeach, near the altar of Hashem. And the Meshech Chochma the Great, or Meir Midvinsk, who lived in the 1840 to 1926, one of the Gedolim, he asked the obvious question, why are you not allowed to take an Asherah tree? Again, it's Avodah Zarah, but it's even more of just a tree. Why are you not allowed to take a tree and put it next to the Mizbeach? Why is that an Isser? What's the problem with it? Question 3. It says in the next Pasuk, amazing, 3 Dvar Torahs, right? You're sitting in the, you're in the elevator, and it says, you spoke about the awkward silence, and you're like, I have the best Dvar Torah for you. That will break the awkward silence. V'lo takim lecho matzeva. Perek tezayin pasuk of beis, that a person is not allowed to make a pillar. Asher sonei Hashem Elokecha. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. And asks the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, the great Rav Moshe, he was such an unov. You know, they tell famous stories. I always tell the story. I love the story from Moshe. That one time there was a little boy and his father was watching him. And his father really wasn't watching him because he fell asleep on the couch. And then, you know, he falls asleep on the couch, but it's not really a nap, but it is a nap. And he fell asleep on the couch and the little boy, a little 4-year-old, goes out and he's playing in the street. And the great, in the Lower East Side, the great Rav Moshe Feinstein sees him and he's like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, what do you mean? I'm playing in the street. He's like, yeah, but you're a little boy. Why are you by yourself? So Rav Moshe brings him inside, and he sits on the floor and starts playing Playmobil with him. Again, I don't know what toy he's playing with him, but he starts playing with him. And then the father wakes up. Imagine you wake up, and like you see the Gadol Dor sitting on the floor with you, playing with your kid. You're like, I don't know what this is, a dream, a nightmare. I don't know what this is. This is crazy. And but again, you see the Anivus. He probably didn't even think, you know, Chazer and Shas while he plays Playmobil. Great game playing with the little figures, and you put them in, you build your house, it's unbelievable. And they're very into Playmobil in America also. But Rav Moshe comes along and he says an awesome question. Lo takim lecha matzivo. You're not allowed to make a monument. But wait, we know that nowadays, after a person is nifter, then we make monuments. So why are you making monuments? You're not allowed to. Furthermore, if you look in Sefer Bereishis is full of monuments. All the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they went and they made monuments. So if they went and they made monuments, wait. We know that the Gemara tells us in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, that the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And if the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, they're not allowed. The Torah says, Lo Takim Lecha Matzeva. So how do the Avos do it? So again, three questions. Shoftim the Shoftim, the Medrash says that we all have to be a Shofet. We all have to be a judge. And we all have to be a Shoter. We have to be a policeman. Titein Lecha. How? How is that possible? How can we all become a judge and a policeman? Question two, the Meshech Chochmas question. Lo tita lecha asherah. You're now at a plant in asherah tree. You're now at a plant, a tree of avodah zarah next to Mizbeach. Why? Why can't you plant a beautiful tree? I plant a beautiful tree. Take the tree and put it next to Mizbeach. Why is that a problem? And lastly, why are you not allowed to make lo takim lecha matzeva? You're not allowed to make a matzeva. But wait. Are you really not allowed to make a matzeva? You should be able to make a matzeva. So now, what's the yisod? Well, what's the yisod here? So I heard a beautiful idea. Shemin HaTov, Rav Weinberger, has a beautiful sefer called Shemin HaTov. And I heard it quoted before from Rav Frand and Rav Shalom Rosner, different shurim I've listened to. And I was zochet that I was able to get it from my grandfather. He had the beautiful set called Shemin HaTov, and it's taking all the Midrashim and all these beautiful, and I have the Shemin HaTov, and he says an amazing thing. He says, first of all, whenever you ask a question, you always have to figure out the definition. What is the definition of a shofet, and what is the definition of a shoter? Obviously, it's a judge, and it's a policeman, right? If you would just put the definition, then it's a judge and a policeman. But we want to go a little deeper and we want to understand what is the function. What is the shofet? What is his role? You know, whenever you have brisker learning and you want to understand something, you see an idea and now you need to define it. What is it made of? That's what Rav Chaim Brisker, right? The great Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he came along and he instituted this amazing thing. He took Rambams and different kashas and he made these amazing yesodos. Right? We always talk about the yesod, the foundation point. But he was able to define it in brisk, in learning. You have to define things. So Shemin HaTov says something amazing. You know what a shofet is? A shofet is someone that is able to decipher. He has to make choice. And guess what? We're all making choices all the time. Right now, you have a choice. Do you listen to me or do you not? Did you turn it off already so you didn't even listen? We all make choices all the time. All the seconds. Do I go to shul? Do I not go to shul? Do I learn? Do I do chesed? Do I focus more on my job? Do I focus more? Everything, you're always making a choice. Do I have more kavanah in my mitzvos? That's what a shofet is. A shofet is able to decide. A judge is a person that hears both sides. And again, he can't hear any of the sides before, because then he's relevant to the matter. It's called nogeya bedavar. So he hears both sides, and now he has to understand. Again, everyone has, there's two sides to every story, because if there weren't two sides to every story, then why is there a dispute? But there's two sides to every story. Now he has to listen which one's right, which one's wrong, who's making a mistake in their judgment. And that's what a shofet is. A shofet is someone, again, not even in a judgment against one other person, but a person himself. He has to make the decisions where he wants to go with himself. You know what a shoter is? A shoter is a policeman. Now, what's a policeman? A policeman's role, some people think that a policeman's role is just to give out tickets to make money. Maybe it is. But a policeman's role is to enforce it. When a policeman goes and he gives out a ticket for someone speeding, it's not because, again, there's something wrong with speeding, but he's trying to create a deterrent. He's trying to make sure that no one will speed. We need to make sure that the road is safe. A shoter is someone that takes what we have and he implements it. That's what a shoter is. So comes along the great Rav Weinberg and Shemin HaTov, and he says, we're all shoftim and we're all shoterim. We all decide where we want to go. Again, sometimes we don't always take a step back. We're in Elul. We spoke about it a little last week. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. This is a time to building the relationship, getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, getting close to that Yemei HaDin, Again, we'll speak. Is it a day of judgment? Is it a day of Simcha? It's interesting. You're in Rosh Hashanah. You're dancing. But it's really your judgment day. Imagine going to court and it's, you know, you're figuring out your life and you start dancing. The judge will be like, hey, what's going on here? Are you okay? Right? But you have a shofet. And a shofet represents the idea of going and making choices. And now a person needs to go and make good choices. After a person goes and he makes the good choices, now the question is, can I go and implement the choices? I decided X, and I decided I wanted to do X. I decided I wanted to take this thing upon myself, whatever it is, in the spiritual sense, in the physical sense. I want to go on a diet. I want to exercise. I want to do different things. Now, can I go and be a policeman on myself? Can I make sure, in a good way, can I go and make sure that I'm going to implement it? It's very interesting. The Gemara tells us in Sota, on Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara is saying, wait, I want to figure out, what is the worst of it here? Imagine you're in war. We know that the Torah tells in the Shoftim, someone that's in war, the people that are exempt from war, there are people that are weak, that don't have the emunah to go in. There are people that just got married, so therefore their mind's on the marriage. Someone that just has a house, says the Torah, you're not able to go to war. However, the Gemara says something amazing. What was the Aveira? When you're in war, what was the Aveira? Says the Gemara, you know what? Aveira, well, will cause someone not to go to war because they're afraid. You know what the Aveira? Everyone's thinking, oh my gosh, if I tell my Bachur, I'm thinking about, don't think about Aveira, because if you're thinking about Aveira, that's not good. Don't think of an Aveira. But the Gemara says something amazing. You put on your tefillin, and you put on your tefillin shel yad, and then you go and you put on your tefillin shel rosh. Says the Gemara, you spoke in between. Really? That's the Aveira that you spoke in between, putting on your tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh? That's the Aveira, really? Again, I know they're on a higher level than us back in the day, right? The Gemara says in Bava Basra that, you know what it meant to look at a woman not in the right way is that she was going and she was washing her clothing, and she went and she lifted up the water and she lifted up her skirt to her knees. Imagine, amazing, they're on a high level. But what does this mean? Says Rav Weinberger, amazing. Because what is Tefillin Shel Yad and what is Tefillin Shel Rosh? Tefillin Shel Rosh represents Sichlis, represents my mind. And Tefillin Shel Yad, my hand, is my action. Because a person needs to make a mindful assessment, figuring out where he wants to go with himself, and then he needs to implement it. If he doesn't implement it, then again, having the thoughts and machshava is very important. Definitely, we believe machshava is very important, and Hashem knows what we want. But now that we have this machshava, where do we take this machshava? How do we implement it? That is the first idea. We're in an elu. How are we going to be shoftim, and then how are we going to be shoftim? But it even goes deeper. It says in Meshech Chochma, Lotite lecha ashera etzel mizbeach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, amazing, that you're not allowed to take an asherah tree and you can't put it next to the mizbeach. The Gemara says even if you go and you get a bad judge, it's like you put an asherah tree next to the mizbeach. Why is that? So it says in Meshech Chochma, is that when you have a tree is aesthetically, it's beautiful. And we all, the Gemara talks about it, and we all know that we all love beauty. And there's an idea of Ma'arabu Masecha Hashem. Wow, look at this beauty. We need to see beauty. We need to see beautiful views and beautiful things. And it's very important. The Rambam says you want to build your emunah. You look at nature. You see all the amazing things. But sometimes we get blinded by physical beauty. And physical beauty is important, but sometimes it could be superficial. There are so many people out there in the world that only look for superficial beauty. And that's what we're afraid of. You have a tree. But a tree doesn't belong next to the Mizbeach. You know why a tree doesn't belong next to the Mizbeach? Because the Mizbeach, when you're offering a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you want to offer it, it's not about the physical beauty. It's about the spiritual, the Mizbeach. We're offering a carbon to Hashem. We're putting it on the Mizbeach. It's more pnimi. It's more inside. I want to get to the real self. I want to get to the pnimius. Not again. Our actions affect. And we're just talking about actions. You got to do, you got to do. And the Chinuch writes, Achar Pulos Nimshach Havavos. After my action, I go. It makes a Roshem. The way we dress. you show up at a wedding with your white sneakers. Right? I remember once playing a basketball game, and I finished talking about basketball, and I walked into the base measures with my white sneakers, and it looked a little weird. You know, imagine going to a wedding, and you come in with you wearing your nice suit, the whole thing, and you show up. You just killed it. What do you mean? Why is that killer? I look so... No. Because dress has an effect. You all got to dress your best, right? You have an interview. Trying to get a job. You got to look nice. When you go to tefillah, you got to present yourself in front of Hashem. So there's definitely an idea. But the Mizbeach is about pnimi. It's about going in. Not just about the outer beauty. It's the inner beauty. So it says in Meshech Chochma, I can't have that tree. If I have that tree next to this bath, we're going to forget what the essence is. Yes, there is beauty, and we have to understand this beauty. But there's more. It's more. It's deep. It's inside. It's the Mizbeach. Comes along Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says, Lo takim lecha matseva. I don't get it. I thought I thought we do make a matseva, right? Magen Avraham says, very interesting Shiloh. If a person has a leap year, we know that some people put a matseva, a monument, 11 months, sometimes a year. Everyone has different minhagim when they do it. But if there's a leap year, when do you do it? The 13th month, the 12th month. But wait, I don't get it. We just said that the Torah says you're not going to make a matseva. So comes along the great Rav Moshe. And I remember once learning with my own Rabbi Abayim, and his father was not well, and he was nifter suddenly, and I told him over this idea before. And his mind was racing, whatever. And at the Levaya, he said this idea. And he says Rav Moshe, though, Lo takim lecha matseva. I love this for it. When a person is in this world, we're going, right? But Vilna Gaon says there's a difference between a person and a malach. A malach is an omen. He's just standing. But a person is a mahalech. Holcha. He's going. He's going. And he has trials and he has tribulations. He has ups. And he has downs, but he's going. He's going. He has some good days and some bad days. And he's going. He's not looking back. And he's going. And Malach just is there. A Malach just wants, right, in all the Gemaras and Shabbos and all the different Gemaras, they want the Torah because they know how spiritual it is, but they don't have to work for it. They're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But with us, we're going. Do you know what a monument is? A monument after someone's life. They live a life of 120 years. And they're putting in everything and they're trying their best. But at the end of their life, it's a matseva. You look back. You look back and you say, wow, look at my accomplishments. But when we're in this world, when we're accomplishing in this world, we don't do that. Because we have so much more. There's so much more to accomplish. There's so much more to get out of life. Every day, a little more. Sometimes you fall down, but sometimes you get up. Like life's a moving escalator, except when it stops. You know, when you have a moving escalator, it just stops. You gotta walk up. You're like, oh my God. You know, I have this book. But again, assuming that it doesn't stop. Life's like a moving escalator, that if you're either going up or you're going down. There's no stagnant point. You got to be moving. And that's what we're in this world for. Says Rav Moshe, beautiful. Lo takim lecha matseva. When I'm in this world, I'm not living a life of matseva. Why? Because I'm not fixed. I keep on going. Says Rav Moshe, what about the avos? How come the avos? Why did the avos? What do you mean? They were the avos. Says Rav Moshe, the avos didn't get the Torah yet. We know that we got the Torah. Misinai Nesar. We got the Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu. The avos didn't have it. Okay, they kept the whole Torah. What does that mean? Very fascinating discussion for a different time. But maybe it was the essence of the Torah. It wasn't the mitzvos themselves. So they were on a level, which we've spoken about so many times before, of Eina Mitzvah. They weren't commanded. They didn't get the Torah yet. They knew all the mitzvos, but they weren't commanded. So every point that Yaakov Avinu stepped, I wasn't commanded. Look at this great thing that I did. Wow. But that's Eina Mitzvah Yoseh. So I can make a matseva, because I wasn't really commanded. So I can make a matseva, fixed, and I'll go on to the next one. But with us, we are Mitzvah Yoseh. We're commanded. And sometimes it's hard, and we don't always want to do that. But we're commanded. We're working for the boss. But it's not a servitude of that we don't want to do it. It's a servitude, a person needs to feel the pleasure, the simcha. And it's hard sometimes, but if a person learns about it more, he works more and he understands it. You know, to watch my father working in his Torah and learning, having different chaburis and trying to go deeper and watching different relatives going deeper and deeper into the mitzvos and watching people that all they want is connection with God. But the only way to get that connection with God is through the Torah, is through the mitzvot, is through the Gemilas Chesed. If a person realizes that we are mitzuvah v'oseh, but we're doing it for the boss. My mother always says, all for the boss, all for the Ribbono Shalom, all for the boss. If we realize, I'm looking at the book right now, I say that, all for the boss. Yaakov Yosef Herman, amazing. He lived all for the boss, but we all could live for the boss, for the Ribbono Shalom, because he believes in us. How do I know he believes in us? Because he put us in this world. If he didn't believe in us, he wouldn't put us in this world. So says Rav Moshe, when we're in this world, we can't make a matzeva. You could only make a matzeva afterwards. So these are the Yesodos. You know, I heard a great story. The Rashiva Milaseret, Rav Isaacson, said a great story, a mashal, but it's such a powerful story. There were two flies. We'll call them Mike and Ike. Right? Mike and Ike, right? The little candy. Mike and Ike were two flies. And they decided they were going to fly because they were flies. And they were going to go to this massive, massive, beautiful banquet. All the food and everything. And they flew for a very, very, very long time. And they're flying. And now there's two doors. Mike says, hey, Ike, you go to the left door. I'm going to go to the right door. And Mike goes into the right door. And Ike goes into the left door. And Mike sees, wow, the beauty, all the food and the decor. And he's blown away. I'm a fly, you know, you guys, we don't like flies. You feel like $1 million when you catch a fly. But, wow, all the amazing things. And Ike goes to the garbage. And then they come out, and Mike says to Ike, hey, wasn't that amazing? And Ike says, it wasn't any different than we usually see, no? And then Ike says, come with me, I'll show you. And they went. Because even in the palace, There's also the garbage, right? You have a beautiful airplane, you have first class, but also, you know, you have the garbage, the waste, so too. When you're in a big palace, a big banquet, there's also the waste, there's also the garbage. But we have to make that choice. We're shoftim. We have the ability of Bechira Chofshis. We have the ability to decide what we want. Do we want to go to the garbage? Or do we want to become the Shoftim and go to the palace? You know who runs the palace? The Ribbono Shalom. Lo tita lecha asherah. Don't put an asherah tree next to. Don't put an asherah tree next to the Mizbeach. You know why? Because you might think that the asherah tree is the ikker, is the essence. It's not. As he's talking about in Hanukkah time, Yavan. Right? If you look at the words Yavan, Yud, Vav, Nun, Sofi, there's nothing inside. Again, there's definitely an idea of beauty. There's inner beauty also, but that's superficial. But a mizbeach is putting the karbonos on. Karev is the closeness. And as we saw, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, if you live with this Rav Moshe, it's a different life. Lotakim lecha matzeva. After Me'eva Esrim, when you get to Olam HaEmes, you'll make a matzeva for yourself. You're niftar. You're putter from mitzvos. But when you're in this world, you're an omid. You're a mahalach. You're a person, not a nomad. You're not a malach. You're a mahalach. You're going through life. You're going on that journey. And we don't know where life's going to take us. But as long as a person channels everything to Hashem, it's a different life. But this is Hashem. Parsha Shoftim, my bar mitzvah parsha. It's jam-packed, like all the parshas. Every pasuk. We just did the first couple, and look at all this Torah. But if a person goes and he takes this into his life, he realizes that he has bechira. He realizes he has to make good decisions. He realizes he has to implement the decisions. He realizes he has to get to the essence of the mizbeach. And he realizes that I'm in this world to grow. Bezras Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos, an amazing Parsha Shoftim, and have amazing, amazing growth with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with his Torah and his mitzvos. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.